Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Though American explorer Frederick Albert Cook claimed he was the first to reach the North Pole, we can't be sure. But he is known for novel life-saving treatments on a trapped crew in Antarctica for more than a year.
Cook joined the seafaring expeditions to escape the trauma of losing his wife and child to childbirth. By the time he served as doctor on the Belgian Antarctic expedition in 1898, he had already been on several.
The ship had been trapped in pack ice for 4 months and last seen sunshine 2 months before when the captain dragged himself to Dr. Cook. He had lost the use of his legs, most likely from scurvy.
Scurvy comes from a lack of vitamin C for at least 3 months and causes anemia, skin hemorrhages, and even death. Most animals and plants can make vitamin C, but not us.
To save the captain, Cook recalled lessons he had learned from the Inuit people of the Arctic who survive without vitamin C from fruits. He ordered the captain to drink only water and eat only penguin and seal meat.
He also had him stand naked next to a fire 3 times a day, perhaps the first use of light therapy to treat seasonal depression. Within a week, the captain was better, and the rest of the men were also treated.
It turns out that oils in caribou, fish, walrus, seal, and penguin contain enough vitamin C to prevent scurvy if they're not overcooked.
Cook should have lived out his life as a hero. Instead, he went to prison for a Ponzi scheme, but was eventually pardoned just before his death.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.